Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Oh, my. Look. What craftsmanship. They don't make them like this anymore.
That could be the superior sound of digital, revealing limitations on the source tape.
And he never even addresses the allegations that he was involved with the fascist movement.
You know, I'm actually looking forward to it.
Hello, Canada. Goodbye. Gong Dai in Iceland, soon come. And Newfoundland, what can I say? On today's show, way back down the Moth family tree and into the roots, the swirling mythic miasma that surrounds the fabled Funk Islands. Digital, analog, vinyl, or aluminum, how do you like your music? And the fabulous yucks that eminent Russian novelists have given us. All this for you, with me, on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Time for Wordworks, our sporadic analysis of things textual, and a pleasure to celebrate the return of Kathleen Hanrahan.
Oh, so good to be back, Paul.
There have been a number of letters inquiring as to your whereabouts for the past, 3 months?
So nice that people care.
Now, we should tell people that you were in our provincial prison for women.
Regrettably, yes. I served 2.5 months of a 9-month sentence.
White-collar crime, listeners. The way I hear it, Kathleen, your name was on documents, but it was really shady dealings between your husband and Earl Vardy, who, I should point out, has never been charged.
Well, let's just say that I was sort of caught in the middle.
And who amongst us at some point in their life hasn't been inadvertently involved in some kind of tax scam, eh?
On the bright side, I did have time to get through some of the big books that have come out in the past 18 months.
Do tell.
First, Killing the Steps, the comic voice in Russian literature.
You've got to love Russian comedy.
This is a survey of all the great comic writing in the Russian language, from the early ecclesiastical gags of Cyril, Bishop of Turov, through to Pushkin, Gogol, Chekhov, of course, is in there.
Don't start with the Chekhov, Kathleen. I could not get through the last production
but
I saw at the Old Pal.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard they had to ask me to leave. I thought it would... Anyway, it was very, very funny.
The volume also introduces Western readers to some young talents that haven't been translated before.
Names?
Oman Nurkowski.
He's new to me.
Let me just read you a passage.
Sure.
It was through his gambling that my uncle lost our family savings, betting the Dasha on the hopes of drawing to an inside straight. That March, Uncle Sergei set out from our new sod house to cross Lake Minsky in search of a jug of Yanov's birch brandy and went through the thinning ice and drowned.
Stop.
His body washed up a month later in the town of Blint. The serfs in that place, known for their pickled carp, ignored the body for a week, thinking him drunk.
No, stop. I can't take any more. Oh, Russia. Oh, the cuisine, the joyous music, the humor. Oh, we've got so much to be thankful for. What a country.
Oh, that's Killing the Steps, edited by Misha Kelly from, what is that? Tickamaw Press, I think. Yes, $39.95.
Moving on. A big event locally this past week, the publication of the memoirs of Sir Freeman Crotty, our late Commissioner of Broadcasting.
Yes, Volume 1, The Hazy Years, 1910 to 1934, taking in his childhood and his early adult life.
You know, I started it, Kathleen, but it's so predictable. The brutal treatment at a private school, the whole eatable thing with his mom, amateur theatrics. Does it improve later on?
Well, the sections on London and Paris in the 20s are really interesting, and a sojourn in the Himalayas with friends, including the young Sinclair Lewis.
Oh, yeah, the Narnia guy. I love those books.
Well, then things get kind of hazy indeed. I mean, it's never really explained what goods were being shipped by the merchant house Sir Freeman established in Marseille, and he never even addresses the allegations that he was involved with the fascist movement.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you, Kathleen? Sir Freeman was such a nice old guy.
I don't know. I mean, there's the mysterious injury he suffered in Berlin on the night of the Long Knives.
Yeah, well, now, who hasn't had a night like that, huh? Anyway, the book's got some gorgeous photos of the old Newfoundland. The pine-clad hills, bare-chested young fishermen hauling in the nets, male athletics, more male athletics, young men in a communal bath.
Well, disappointed. Hopefully the next two volumes covering his years as Commissioner of Broadcasting are going to be a little more revealing.
You know, Kathleen, at the book launch there the other night, there were rumors going around that the police are now treating Sir Freeman's death as a possible homicide. Mm,
yes, I heard that. Bizarre.
Sir Freeman murders, the break-in here at the BCN, you in jail. What's it all about? I'm just glad I'm getting out of here this summer, away from all this intrigue.
Oh, I'd love to join you in Iceland, Paul, but, well, can't leave the country.
I understand. Thanks for coming in, Kathleen Hanrahan.
Oh, great to be here.
It was good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
And you're doing well.
Oh, doing great.
Wing Commander Barclay Regular, retired here. Join me on Mondays at 2200 hours for Bombs Away. This week, the sappers of old 714 get together for a reunion dig and come up short. Brendan Bushy Bennett recounts his time with the SAS in Borneo and shares an old recipe for trouser mushrooms. Never surrender! And we look at the Battle of Yabustan Kush, where love of king and country, good discipline in the ranks, superior firepower, and the advanced destruction of crops resulted in a score of Empire 1, Wogs 0. Another shutout for old John Bull. Hard drive through the covers, by gum! As you were. Bombs Away, Mondays.
This has probably already happened to you, so you can imagine my dismay when I discovered last week that the latest Ornette Coleman album is not available on vinyl. I guess it's time for me to enter the digital age and make the inevitable purchase of a compact disc player. I've come to raise Old Town Electronics, and I'm joined now by audio specialist Lester Riley.
Another digital doubter, eh?
It's just that whenever I have to spin a compact disc on the show, Les, it sounds tinny.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. But, you know, that could be the superior sound of digital, revealing limitations on the source tape.
Huh?
See, Paul, what digital does, most people don't know this, is it scours deep into the compact disc and it sucks up those hard-to-reach dirty frequencies. So, you know, if the recording's got bad sound, what happens is you get more of it.
Yeah, well, that's just what I was saying. Digital sounds worse.
No, no, not if you have the right digital equipment.
Convince me.
No problem. Come on over here. Come on over here. Look, this is the latest Shiate CD player. This is a top-of-the-line CDP. Loads up to 52 CDs at a time. Not only does this unit have shuffle, it has reshuffle.
Wow.
It's got ultrasound. It's got a built-in peak shaver, FFD, laser re-enhancement.
Oh, sorry, listen. Slow down a second now. FFD?
Okay, Paul. What the people at Shiate have done is they've gone out and they've installed a frequency filtration device, an FFD. Now, basically, what that does is it pre-cleanses difficult frequencies.
Oh, great.
Now, tell me if this isn't the most pristine sound you've ever heard.
There with a little more guts.
Jazz fan, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, check this out.
That's not really jazz, is it? What else you got there?
Jim Nabors sings and swings the 60s.
Yeah. Oh, look, Led Zeppelin's greatest hits. Go back. Now you're talking.
All right, let me get that into the old machine here.
I'll tell you what. Now, let's take this CD player, go up to my place, and if it outperforms my record player and vinyl on my sound system, I'll buy it off you right on the spot.
Well, I'll check with Ray, but it should be all right.
You do have a car, don't you, Lester? We're heading down to the old rumpus room of Moth Manor. Watch your head. Lester, are you all right?
I think so.
And here we have...
Whoa, man, what is that?
Feast your eyes, my man. That's a Krupp's Reich 3 preamp, a Funkenschein V2 amp there with the original Von Braun tubes, a pair of 24-inch Bose and Drex speakers, and the pièce de résistance, a Herman Cardamon turntable.
Why do you have a silver dollar taped on top of the needle?
You kids, you really missed out, didn't you?
Well, let's plug in the CD player.
Okay, turn the machine around, aux 1, aux 2, aux right. In. That's the one there, Les. Now, where is that Zep 2?
You get a lot of albums.
Oh, man, look, Beefheart, Bat Chain Puller. I thought I'd lost it. Oh, here we are, Led Zeppelin 2.
Smell that.
Vinyl?
No, hash.
Hashish?
Now, head to head, vinyl versus digital, let your ears be the judge. First, Led Zeppelin from Led Zeppelin 2, the compact disc version.
Wow, those Bosendrex really make your kidneys rattle, eh?
Yeah, I got no argument with the Bosendrex. That stuff is fine. Mom, I got a friend in. No, it's a boy.
Are we in trouble?
No, I'm okay. Don't you have mall walkers today anyway? Haunting me. All right, now, enough of that. Let's hear the vinyl version. Ah, the needle nestled in its cocoon of lint. Wake up, Stardust, my old friend. Now, check this out.
It's time to ask the most clamorous question on the long wave. What's that noise from Newfoundland? Yes, this cranky sound has proven to be quite a quandary to the country. Hollis Duffett, pull the switch and fill our heads with sound. That is it. Now, usually we draw one letter from the mail sack each week, but seeing as how this is our last show on the CBC for this season, more about that later, Ish Lundrigan has given me carte blanche to keep on drawing entries to the contest until we have a winner. Good news for somebody. So, without further ado, let's get the old mailbag on the table and start pulling guesses. Bob Gayoso from Miami, a plane flying over Gander. Quizmaster Hollis? Nope. Tia March of Barst Corner, Nova Scotia, a water bomber coming and dropping its load? No, Tia, sorry. Scott Hadley in Mexico. Como estas, compadre? Driving over slush ice trying to climb a steep hill. Long way to come for a wrong guess. Sorry, Scott. Dave Brown of Sudbury, Ontario, a ferry's crane? No, not that either. Carol Dunphy of the Electronic Universe, a fish truck's tires on wet pavement? Sorry, Carol, no. J.M. Prince of Cartersville, Georgia, via shortwave. Wow. J.M. Prince writes, vehicles traveling over a steel bridge? No, not that. Pam from somewhere writes, winch? No. Ted Thorne of Millerville, Alberta, dear John? Blah, 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 blah. But none can compare to the sound of a ferry coming into dock and the rubbing of the ship's hull along the oiled pilings that make up the piers. Wow! Ted Thorne of Millerville, Alberta, you are a winner! Hollis Duffett informs me that, yes, indeed, that noise from Newfoundland is the Belle Island Ferry arriving into Portugal Cove just outside our fair city. Ted, your T-shirt is almost on its way. Now, a real surprise for you. There is no new noise. Next week, the Great Eastern up stakes and goes to Iceland for the summer. Yes, we'll be broadcasting live from Reykjavik to the North Atlantic Basin from April until August. And in the spirit of that move, we'll be inaugurating a new What's That Noise contest. Only, it'll be called Kvath Fessa Hauvatha Frau Islander Kaupleikur. What's that noise from Iceland? Now, I'm not sure what our street address in Reykjavik will be. We'll let you know that on the first Kvath Fessa Hauvatha Frau Islander Kaupleikur next week. But, of course, those of you who are in range of our signal can enter electronically, as always. Our email address remains greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Thanks to the Mother Corporation for maintaining that link for us for the whole year. I haven't been able to take Captain Beefheart off my turntable for days. Here from his album Shiny Beast Bat Chain Puller is Captain Beefheart with the Magic Band performing Candle Mambo.
Candle shy, candle weep, fly hot, candle leap, candle roll and fold and fall, candle large, candle small. Your threads of fire burning
Putting up your feathers of fire, winning night and turning light and turning light. Light, deepest night for me and still for me. Spin and spin, then and then. When I'm dancing with my love, the shadows flicker up above, the shadows do the candle mambo. Candle roll, unfold and ball, candle blur, candle whir, candle her, candle her. While your lights are spinning round, your feathers of fire, winning night and turning light and turning light. Candles crack, candle break, correct the night's mistake. When I'm dancing with my love, the shadows flicker up above, the shadows do the candle mambo. When I'm dancing with my love, the shadows flicker up above, the shadows do the candle mambo. Candle roll, unfold and ball, candle blur, candle whir, candle her, candle her. While your lights are spinning around, your feathers of fire, winning night and turning light and turning light. Candle crack, candle break, correct the night's mistake. When I'm dancing with my love, the shadows flicker up above, the shadows do the candle mambo.
Every man must do his turn on the funks, they say around here. And Erling Biggs?
Yes, Paul.
Your turn has come.
You know, I'm actually looking forward to it.
Oh, I'll bet you are. I look forward to my time out there, too. Mm-hmm. Listeners should know that we are speaking about the annual rotation of staff posted to the BCN's mighty repeater station on the Funk Islands, a singularly bleak address off Newfoundland's chilly northeast coast. Now, Erling, you're a bookish type, a man of letters, wouldn't you agree?
I suppose.
This expression, then, every man must do his turn on the funks, it's come to have more than a literal meaning, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
What do it mean?
That every person must at some point in his or her life confront his or her demons.
Yes. Yes, that's what it means. Boy, I remember my stint out there. It was absolutely...
You know, Paul, it's the solitude that appeals to me.
Oh, make no mistake, Erling, you won't be alone. You'll have every dark thought, every monster lurking in your subconscious for company.
You know, I plan to get some writing done.
Oh, that's a good idea. I did some writing while I was there.
Did you really?
Oh, yes, if I could just show you. I happen to have it here.
It's a substantial volume, Paul.
It's my complete index of torments.
The 64 agonies. Mm.
Of cramps, there are 59.
Mm. 3,000 itches.
Oh, there are probably more.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it all in one sitting, you know, and I made some tape, too. Would you like to hear that?
And if I said no?
I'd play it anyway. Mm. Hollis, if you would be so kind. Estepang. Apophon. The leader of the birds' provisional government. But he's weak. Where's my sombrero? I worry that he will fall. That will mean the rise of your Tob, the king of the seals. And he will take control of the island. And if your Tob should... Wait. Wait. They're listening to us now. Leave me alone! Funk Islands. Quite the getaway, Erling. A birdwatcher's paradise, or hell. The constant din of those few hundred thousand gannets and turs. Well, sir, it can work on the nerves. You should bring a book or two. A Bible might be handy.
Thanks so much for the tip, Paul.
Erling Biggs, our weather watchdog, off to man the BCN repeater station on the Funk Islands.
Bonjour. I am Chef Paul Benoit of the Hotel Palmer Hotel and Hôtes of Paul's Pot. Please join me in the BCN kitchen this week for some truly revolutionary cuisine. Yes, the left elements will be working overtime as we prepare a sumptuous menu of great radical recipes. Eggs Lennon with Marseillaise sauce. Marx and Engels on rye, hold them out. Potatoes Potemkin. Zucchini Zapata with habanero sauce. Luxemburgers with sauerkraut. And red snapper, poached of course. Loosen your belts for a free lunch and a just dessert on Paul's Pot, Thursdays at 4 on the BCN. What do you want, hey comrades? À table.
Now, if I could, I'll just take this duffel bag here.
I am atop the Pot Auger Tolt, about 15 miles south of St. John's. It's the site of the oldest Christian burial ground in Newfoundland. My guide for this excursion is Morris Gesso, host of BCN's Interred, a show dedicated to issues of death and dying.
Hello, Paul. Lovely day.
Well, I wouldn't have said that. To the matter at hand, Morris has of late been doing a genealogical feature on Interred, tracking family histories through the boneyards of our island home.
Yes, and it's proven a very popular feature
on our most popular show.
Thank you.
You've agreed to map out for me the moth line here in Newfoundland.
Yes, the moths are, of course, Dutch Newfoundlanders.
Dutch and proud.
Yes. The family goes back to the moths of the lowland Ukker region of the Netherlands, mm-hmm. to the very well-known Jan Peter Moth of Ukker.
Yeah, we're very lowland Dutch. Mm-hmm. The family seat is now naturally underwater, huh?
Mm-hmm. And your mother's side is Irish,
that's
of course,
right.
The Burns, nice. Going all the way back to the Botang Tulach, which is a mythical creature said to reside in the peat bogs of Connemara.
And the Burns are all buried in the east end of St. John's.
Yes, and where better for them?
Some of the moths, my dad, his brothers, their dad, they're all buried in St. John's as well. But before them, the grands, the great-grands, and the whatnot, well, the location of their remains was a mystery, one you've solved.
Well, I hope. Mm. It took some digging, so to speak. But I found in some court records that...
Criminal courts?
Yes, I'm afraid. Well, one Henrik Moth was hanged in 1798.
Hanged?
Yes, for stealing women's shoes. And at that time, they often sent the remains of the condemned here.
Yes, this ancient graveyard on the Pot Auger Tolt is the final home to many a brigand and a masterless man. The tombstones here read like a police blotter, huh? Hanged.
Look, he was hanged as well.
Gaitered.
Hanged, look. Hmm.
Died suddenly. Burned at the...
Gaitered.
Again, planked. Boiled. I don't like the look of this, Morris.
I don't see any moths, though. Oh, but look at this crypt.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my. Look. What craftsmanship. They don't make them like this anymore. My heavens, it's open. Maybe we should have our lunch here.
What?
Well, I brought a picnic lunch. Cold cut, some lovely biscuits of jelly,
half a bottle of Tokay. Maybe later. Hey, Morris, in the car?
It's in out of the wind.
No.
I'm very disappointed. There really should be a moth somewhere here.
Doyle, Engelbrecht. What about those headstones over there?
Hmm. It's odd that they're set off by themselves. No, they're not on the sanctified ground.
Let's have a look. Morris, this cold is going right through me now.
Look, look. There it is, moth.
Oh, God, look. You're right. Jeez, they're all here. Moth, moth.
Look, a moth over here.
Yes, look, and look at the epitaphs, huh?
Court moth, last in life, first in death.
And this one, Frederick Moth, and now the punchline.
The Willem Moth, Gouda's great friend.
And Relly Moth,
damned for eternity. Ooh, ouch, Morris. Is that colored past here?
Yes, well, I guess we'd better get to it then. Would you prefer the pick or the shovel?
Oh, perhaps you misunderstood what I meant, Morris.
Oh. When you said you were looking for the remains of your ancestors, Oh, we won't be digging then.
No.
Oh.
But, just what did you have in mind about the digging? What would we have done with anything that we...
Jezzo! Get out of here, Jezzo!
Mercy, it's the sexton! Let's run for it, Paul!
What? Morris!
Come on!
Morris! Jezzo! Thank you very much for this!
Oh, come on,
Morris,
quickly!
Morris, wait! Morris!
Serving the island for over 60 years, BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. I've alluded to it earlier, the fact that, yes, this is our last live show to Canada for the 97-98 season. The current agreement between the BCN and CBC, which sees our program broadcast to you, is up, and there are negotiations currently underway concerning our national presence for next year. If anything, this past run of shows has been even more wildly successful than last year's, and while I don't want the accusation leveled at me that I'm boosting the Great Eastern in a vain attempt at renewal for 98-99, let me remind you that 1999 marks the 50th anniversary of Newfoundland's membership in the Confederation of Canada. There are many stories to tell and many parties to attend. Our distinct island culture will be in the spotlight as, no doubt, Canada celebrates with us this acceptable political compromise. And you'll want to be here when it all happens, because there'll be many giveaways of souvenirs, cash prizes, trips for two from here to there and back again, and much, much more. But I won't go down the path of self-aggrandizement. No, it's been a marvelous year here on the CBC. We've seen our listenership spread from Vukovar to Victoria, from Whitehorse to Miami, and on into Mexico. Your mail has been overwhelmingly positive and heartwarming. We here at the Great Eastern thank you for your fulsome praise and hope that we can remain hip but humbled. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For the last time this season, the Great Eastern is live to you. Next week, the crowd over at the CBC will begin a little retrospective rebroadcasting of some of the highlights of the past 3 or 4 years of our national presence. Our technician today is Hollis Duffett, and Ish Lundrigan is the director of radio at the BCN. Our website will be up all summer, www.greateastern.cbc.ca. Check out our archives and history and biographies and photos. My name is Paul Moth. Next week in Newfoundland and Iceland, I'm live from Reykjavik. Canada gets the repeats. The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.